You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Drama and Drinks with Jay and Shay.
Oh, you're trying to say my name.
I did.
That's Jay and Shay. Oh, so it took us a long time to get here, but we finally here. This is our first podcast, everybody.
Yes.
So, you know, it's going to be a couple bumps, but we're going to get through it.
That's right.
Let's go.
Okay, so we are going to start off with, how was your weekend, Jack?
Well, you know what? Before we get into that, let's talk about this drink real
quick. Yeah.
Because I like to start every conversation off with the drink.
So most important thing.
Drink of the week.
Okay.
The drink of the week is called Takeoff.
Woo!
You know, it's the vodka with a little mixture of whatever you like in it. And the reason why we call it Takeoff is because either you're going to take something off or you might be taking off.
Oh, yeah. And you can take off whatever juice you don't want, take off whatever liquor you don't want. But I would like to take in all the liquor that there is. So,
Let's taste it. Let's
okay.
See.
Cheers to our first podcast. Woo! Okay.
Much better.
Yeah. So mine
I had to put some
sweet.
Ice in mine. So
yeah. Mine is nice and
loosen
sweet.
It up
and,
a little bit.
Got me loose. So.
Right.
Let's talk about this weekend. How was your weekend?
Oh, my weekend was good. It was Father's Day.
Yeah.
This past Father's Day. We went to a concert.
Who went to a concert?
Me and my boo.
Ooh.
We went to go see Charlie Wilson and Lila James. Great concert.
That's good.
The weather sucked, but the concert was good.
Yeah. I saw something on somebody's thing. He had some angels or some feathers or something.
Yeah. He gives a pretty good performance. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. His showmanship is outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
And he's about 70.
Ooh.
And the man is moving. Like, seriously. I'm like, wow.
Uncle Charlie still got it, huh?
Yeah. Uncle Charlie still got it. So we pretty much did that.
Okay. That sounds good.
Other than that, we barbecued all weekend long as usual. You know, we barbecue.
I did partake in your barbecue. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. You was over. Saturday, yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
We had a sing-off. We had barbecue. We had all the makings of a proper party. Food, drinks, and song.
Ooh.
That's all you need for a proper party. You don't need a lot of people. You just need food, drinks, and music.
I forgot all about that.
Yeah. Yes, because, you know, I didn't really get to celebrate Father's Day because my husband was out of town. He was in Vegas for a bachelor party.
Oh, yeah.
And he celebrated because, you know, that was part of his Father's Day and birthday
all
gift.
All of them celebrated.
Yes,
good.
It was getting them off to Vegas and having a good time. So he was gone for 5 days. And, of course, when he came back, you know, it was on and popping. So had to show how much I miss him.
Oh, Lord have mercy. The old married couple talks.
It's okay, people. It's okay.
Oh, well, today we're going to get started with the news. Then we're going to get into some celebrity news. We're going to talk about some movies, some shows. And then we're going to get into our topic.
Yes. So, starting with the news. Three people are wanted in a connection with a shooting at Detroit Coney Island, Nikki D's on 7 Mile and Greenfield.
Mm-hmm.
And it all started over fried mushrooms, people.
Yeah. Okay, so the fried mushroom thing took me for
a loop
mm-hmm. right? Because I'm thinking, did they say fried mushrooms? They didn't get in there. They didn't go in there for chili fries.
Right.
You know.
The Nikki D's did not carry the fried mushrooms, and they didn't understand what Coney Island did not carry fried mushrooms. So they left, and then they came back.
Like 20 minutes
and
later.
And then they whooped every customer ass in the waiting room. It's not funny, but
that was
crazy. They shot a guy.
That didn't have nothing to do with it.
That had nothing to do with it. And the employees who told them they didn't have a fried mushroom, they are behind block glass. Right. You can't get to them. So why take it off on another person who just wanted a chili cheese deluxe? I mean, right. That's bull.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was terrible.
They need to get caught. They was in a black, I think they said F-150 pickup truck, yep, or something, pickup, mm-hmm, truck. So if y'all see them.
With the cab on the back.
Yeah, and they had, mm-hmm, a white shirt on with some type of uniform shirt. They didn't know exactly what the uniform shirt said. But if y'all see the dirty all three of them, please call the police.
Now, the thing that's surprising is that they have it on a camera,
yes,
right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they couldn't zero in on
the logo.
Logo.
They probably will once they get, you know, the police get
more. But I know that footage
detail
was Coney Island's footage.
Right. So, you know, they have to have
a tech. Those cameras don't.
It's in black and white.
Yeah.
And then they got to have a. So once the police probably get their expert tech on it, their IT tech, they'll probably get the name and what was going on, because that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, because that black and white tape is hard to make out who it is all,
yeah,
the time, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, that's stupid.
Yeah.
Just stupid. Now, moving on to the Pontiac man who won the lottery.
Yes.
Millions in lottery.
Millions, yes.
And he has to split it with his wife because his divorce was not final.
They had been separated for 2 years, though.
I know.
And he got lucky, won the Mega Millions, and now well, they had a mediator. And they said,
right,
they was going
to
go with whatever
the mediator
was going to decide.
I would not have left that up to a mediator.
I
would have fought
you
that.
You not divorced till you divorced. So all those men who be telling these women, me and my wife separated and I'm going to get a divorce. Until he get a divorce, baby, that wife still runs everything about his life. She run all the insurance. She run all his medical, dental, vision, anything, his 401k, his pension, and evidently, as we find out now in Michigan, his lottery winnings.
Right, right. The lottery.
She gets half. So, women, stop settling for them type of guys.
Yeah, but I know he is regretting even cashing the ticket in right now, because he could have just laid on that ticket until,
yeah,
the divorce was final.
Right, but they might have went by the date of the winning. If the date, if you won,
well,
on
that's
this
only
particular
if she
date,
contested it afterwards.
And I would have.
Well, she wouldn't have known.
No,
really.
She wouldn't have known. But usually. People, somebody in the family gonna talk. Oh, you know, he's been one. He'd had to keep that to himself, not tell nobody, his kids, nobody.
Yeah, yeah,
and he would have just had to go in on a low, like, hey, look here, incognito.
Right. why?
And one of them, because you know, and plus in Michigan, they show your face and they gonna tell you when the drawing is on TV. So he'd had to go in there with a whole Ninja Turtle mask on. Like, it's not me.
Well, he could have went in there with some makeup on, a little wig. I mean, I don't think nobody would have knew it was him. The name.
What kind of, yeah.
The name stays home.
Exactly.
See, the name was going to get him in trouble.
It got his daddy blood on it. They ain't got to stay home.
That
so.
Name was going to get him in trouble because, you know, that's my husband.
Right.
My ex. I'm
who
gonna
know?
Look up.
Joe Jackson has won. Unless
exactly.
He got one of them regular names. But if he come
he
out
did.
with Charvavius, Cavante, Chishante, yeah, he cold busted. He cold busting. Now, if his name is just Williams, William.
Right. Something simple.
Yeah, William Jones, you know, we got a million.
Right.
No.
Right. So you may not turn your head when you hear
right.
on TV,
mm-hmm.
like, who they say?
Right.
You know.
But any name sounding similar to anybody I know, I'm looking. Who, what? What's
mm-hmm.
going on?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And then we got to get into the DR.
Okay, so.
What is going on in the DR?
I haven't been to DR, and I wanted to go to DR. Actually.
I wanted to, but not
we
no
were originally supposed to go to DR for Jimmy's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
That got changed to Aruba,
good.
To nothing, to whatever. But anyhow.
To drunk at the house. Oh, okay.
Whatever. So anyway, this whole Dominican and Republican situation with these people. Dying.
Yes.
I'm still confused.
Yeah, because the DR is trying to say these are isolated incidents. None of them are connected.
But all of them seem to have had something to drink or eat.
Right.
That caused them to get sick.
But at different resorts.
Right. At different resorts. I have a list of all the people.
So you think they in cahoots? Like, oh, these Americans, you know, we taking them down.
She had a drink from her mini bar. Went to bed, never woke up. One
mm-hmm.
of them.
Mm-hmm.
That was June 8, 2018, last year.
Mm-hmm.
July 2018, a guy, he actually, he felt sick one night. Same thing. Went to the doctor. Doctor couldn't help him. He died. Heart attack. January 26th this year, a retired Ohio police officer, he went there. He stayed at the Dream Resort. Let's see. He actually had dinner and drinks. And after that, he became ill. Never woke up. He was put on a ventilator, girl.
Oh, Lord.
Let's see. April 2019. Another guy became sick after drinking a scotch from the room mini bar at the Hard Rock Hotel. May 25th, a young lady from Pennsylvania, she, same thing, became ill after her and her husband, they went out to eat. And she was getting a drink from the mini bar, and that was it. She collapsed after getting a drink from the mini bar.
See, I don't even use the mini bar anyway.
I don't either.
It costs too much.
I don't either. And then a whole couple was found dead. Now, the Baja, what is that? The Baja Hotel and Resort, Luxury Baja, they, two people or three people died at that same one. So. Wow. It's just, I don't know. It's kind of strange.
Recently, another girl just died, too. But hers, they said it was complications with surgery.
Well, Lila, Lila Cox, 53, from New York. She pressured him to have his mother by. Okay. She was alone, so they don't know what happened with her. Nobody's left to tell that story.
One of them was a teacher.
And then Joseph Allen was on vacation. Let's see, to celebrate his friend's birthday. Wow. This is just crazy. It's been so many that been sick and did not report it and just came back home. And then these are the people that actually died. And the reason why they know a little bit about it is because these people talk to relatives before they die, letting them know, I'm not feeling good. I'm going to go to sleep. I'm going to wake up.
You know, most people, when you feel good, you be like, let me lay down.
That's kind of how they know about these situations. But
so then they're trying to say it may be bootleg liquor that the Dominican Republic is getting.
Well, it seemed to be with mixed drinks. Well, no, I can't say that because they went to the minibar.
Yeah, right.
So,
and that's just straight shots.
So. I don't know. I think it's a little more to the story.
Yeah, there may be some bootleg liquor involved. I know one lady that just died, the teacher, she had went down for some surgery. So they believe they said when she had blood clots and everything. So it's just a lot going on in the Dominican Republic. You can't drink. You can't get no plastic surgery. I mean, I don't really know what you're going there for now.
It's sad, but they have this little trooper group of girls going to Dominican Republic to do some service, to do some work or something. I didn't get a chance to hear everything, but what I did hear is that the parents packed them all their food and all their drinks. So
what are they going for again?
For some civil service something. Volunteering. They're volunteering. But I didn't get a chance to hear everything.
It'd be one child left behind.
But I'm thinking, why would you let your team go to DR for anything at this point?
Because and teenagers take risks. They believe, it's never going to happen to them.
I said the same
thing. We've all been teenagers. We all believe, it's not going to happen to me until something happens. So
I said the same exact thing.
And if it's a group, it's one in so many. So
and it's always one. It's always one. Yes. Out of that group that's going to chance it, right? I said the same thing.
Oh, come on. You don't believe that? It's a hoax. It's fake news, you know, since that's a new word, fake news.
Right.
Since in the last year or two. So, you know, people, it's just a shame that people don't believe in the media anymore like we used to. And, you know, not that everything that the news said was true, but certain things I'm going to take heed to.
I kind of disagree with that. I think people do believe everything the media says. That's what makes it fake news. The problem is that the young folks don't listen to the news.
They listen to all these websites.
They go onto Instagram, Twitter, maybe Facebook.
And they try to get their news from there. And it's a lot of unsavory news sources on those sites.
But they're not scrolling to get news. They're scrolling for likes and pics and look at this
celebrities
person.
Celebrities.
I mean, you can't name off one young adult right now that is well informed, unless they are in college.
Not even then.
I mean, just think. I'm thinking of my nieces and nephews. They're not informed.
Yeah, I can guarantee I can call my nephew right now, and he wouldn't know any news reported.
They are not informed the same way. So I just kind of think that I wouldn't send my child to DR knowing this situation. I don't care what you're going down there for.
Yeah, because everybody said they're not drinking. I remember being on my senior trip in high school, and we went to Florida and we went to the Bahamas. When we got to the Bahamas, you only had to be 18 years old to drink.
Yeah, that's right.
And I remember being 17, but some of my friends were 18. So all they did was pass the drink down to me.
Yeah,
they ordered it.
And
they
drinks? Yeah.
Yeah, I took plenty drinks. So don't tell me what a teenager won't do, because we all have did it and done it. We can all sit like, oh no. Yeah, you've did it and done it.
Yeah, I just think that's such a risk to send your teen.
Yeah, I know.
I would never do that. But moving on along.
And speaking of young people, we got Bella Thorne.
Okay, Whoopi Goldberg, we're getting into some celebrity.
This is old versus young women.
So Whoopi Goldberg made a comment on The View about nude pictures. She said, if you are a celebrity, you should never take a nude picture because it goes in the cloud and it stays there and anybody can hack your phone and get it.
Right.
I believe that.
Yes.
Okay. But here's the other half of it. When you're young, you in love, your body popping, you may send a pic and not really think about that. You're just thinking about the guy that you're sending it to.
Right.
The one that you're in love with. So, for the record, I don't send naked pictures.
All.
However, and if you got one of me, my head is off. So, you don't have no naked picture of me.
Right.
But you might have some, you know,
identifying marks.
Right. You might have a couple.
I know
items.
That tattoo. You don't know this.
So, Bella Thorne felt like, because they were talking about her picture being leaked.
Right.
So, she felt very violated by Whoopi's comment and was crying.
She was saying she was a victim. If she was raped, you know, blaming the victim. And I think she took a little too far with that.
Yeah.
Oh, if I was a rape victim,
I understood where she was coming from.
Yeah, but I just wrong
think
analogy.
That it was a learning experience for her.
And she's never going on The View to have old women talk about.
Well, now that's true. That's true, because them some old hags.
Right.
And, you know, when you get in that old point of view, you're not thinking of it from the level of
maturity and experience.
You're just not thinking of it from a 20-something-year-old view.
Right.
Because everybody did things in their 20s that they wish they could take back.
Yes.
Lord knows I
have. And we just lucky we didn't have all these technology that had cameras
videos. I mean, you know, I got a little sex tape out there somewhere.
You got a little VHS.
Now, don't nobody come forward.
But once again, VHS. No, when is a guy
I'm
really holding
joking.
On to a VCR tape?
Just joking.
And they're like, what's on the VCR tape? Please. Ain't nobody got no VCR to play that unless he done got it
Girl,
uploaded
you get them
to a
transfer
CD.
Over.
Who doing that? Some they don't even know what it is.
Well, that's the thing. Unless it says sex tape on it.
We make a porn. What was it?
Ooh, Lord.
Let's make a porn.
Girl, I wish somebody would come forward on anything. It ain't me.
It wasn't me. I'm it like Shaggy. Me. It wasn't me. She said she called me in the shower. It wasn't me.
But she really was, she said that she had admired Whoopi and just felt like,
yeah, she's trying to get Whoopi fired. But guess what,
she
baby?
She can't get Whoopi fired.
That
no.
ain't going to work. Well, Whoopi, you know, in her little Snow White, in her little snowflake mind, that's what she thinks she can do.
Oh, no, she can't. No, that comment is
calm
a real comment. Because coming
and it's
from
true.
A 60-something-year-old woman, what did you expect for her to say?
Right. Don't take no pictures. That's what your mama would say. Why would you do that? I'm pretty sure her mama said, why would you do that? Why would you take a picture like that? Why would you send a picture like that? You know, anybody can have access. That's what anybody mama
that's
would say.
Well, I always don't show my face. If I'm going to show you a part, you only get it.
And then just take these titties.
Right, right. That's all you getting. You ain't getting nothing else now. Uh-uh. You
not
ain't,
an inch.
It ain't going to be a face to go with it.
Uh-uh. Them is jacket titties. No, they not. Uh-uh. I know jacket titties. Them ain't her titties.
ain't enough people even say that. So
right.
I ain't got that problem.
Exactly.
Moving on to LeVar Ball. in his comment,
yes,
on First Take with the ESPN news anchor, Molly Quorum. Okay, so my feeling on the whole LeVar Ball situation is that he's obnoxious. He's not my favorite person.
Right.
However, I didn't look at his comment as being as sexual as people tried to make it. When he said, I switch gears with you anytime. I looked at that as him being cocky and mm-hmm. saying, we could talk about whatever you want to talk about. Because that's generally what he does and, right. and how he comes off. Now, here's the other part of that. She is very attractive.
Yes.
She took offense to it, and the mm-hmm. people around him took offense to it. So that just goes to show you that you can't say everything that you think you know.
Right. And he's not even that hot to be
but
saying
I don't think
something
he,
like that.
I don't think he meant it like that. I think he
No, he meant it exactly like that. You can switch gears with me anytime.
But his look didn't change. He didn't look like with the googly eyes. He was like, you can switch gears with me anytime. Like, look at his expression.
So it was kind of like, oh, of course we can change topics. I don't mind.
Yeah.
That's how you're saying it.
That's what he should have said.
Right. Of course we can switch topics. I don't mind.
But he used the whole gear thing.
Because she said it. Because
she said it.
We're switching gears. Oh, yeah.
But look at his expression.
Anytime. His expression. But I meant like, oh, yeah, we can talk about something else. That's cool.
Yeah. That's how he really meant it. Because you have to look at his expression.
Right. But I think I think in this day and age, sometimes people, we are a little too sensitive.
Yeah, it's
a lot of these fake
ass. It's becoming
ass,
very, very
it's
annoying
a lot of these fake ass social justice people running around. Oh, we need justice for some shit that ain't really truly happened. There's a lot of sensitive ass folks out here. Cause I'm
well, everybody,
pretty sure,
we're in a sensitive era. We're in a sensitive climate.
I'm pretty sure she wasn't offended till everybody else was like, oh, you should be offended.
That's my point I was about to make. Now, she never said anything besides, ooh, you know, like her.
Right.
She did look a little uncomfortable. I will give her that. She did.
Okay. Well, did he try to correct himself? Like, no, I meant.
He did, yeah. He was like, no, I'm talking about, we could talk about any subject. But it was
too
far gone after that. Because Stephen A. Smith was like, wait a minute.
Everybody don't want you.
But he ain't even that tight.
Excuse me.
Like, LeVar Ball? Come on.
Like, ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis.
Won't LeVar Ball besides that wife he got? And I don't know. So
he
ESPN
banned off.
Yeah, they made a stand that he can't no longer be on ESPN. They are removing any of his quotes that he's made towards any basketball team or whatever. It's just they take
it's
it
just
too far.
Far. See, it's that's just what too I'm far. Saying. The sensitivity training is just going a little too far nowadays, people. Everything is touchy. Ooh, can I say this? Can I not?
Yeah. I think they took it. I think he should have been able to just apologize and keep it moving.
I didn't mean it.
I didn't mean
way.
It like that. Let's
keep it moving. Exactly.
I just don't see where.
I mean, hey, he told her, whoa, 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 you not that fine. Oh, I'm married. Like, I didn't mean it that way. Don't take it that, baby. You better get off on your own, girl. Well, I'm here, hit her with the Albie show. Get off on your own, girl. You ain't that cute.
Well, that would have been a whole nother subject. Because he did tell one of the ladies, stay in your lane before, you know, another time. So.
Yeah, and he from the old school, you know.
And LeVar Ball, let's keep it 1,000. He says anything.
True. Like,
but I don't think he needs to, with that being said, I don't think he need to reference something that he not saying.
But what kills me is I think the punishment sometimes for black men be a little bit more harsher than white men. Because we got white men still on the air, still talking crazy, still saying what they want to say, still doing what they want to do. Live, in the office, on the phones, everywhere. But it's like when a black man do it, he get banished forever. We gotta forever not say his name. Like Isaiah Washington, he been said what he said. And
I said what I said.
Exactly. and you know, he just trying to get his little career back rolling. It's just sad. You know, it's like.
Yeah, but Isaiah Washington need to shut up.
Yeah, true.
Like it's called when you say something.
Yeah, so
derogatory.
Mm-hmm.
Then you need to just zip it forever.
Right. But I just feel like it's a lot of white men out there that ain't zipping it forever. They not getting zipped forever. It's
we're gonna get into a little bit of that in the topic.
Yeah, so
moving on to the movies and shows. Okay, so I wanted to talk about this. When They See Us is a Netflix miniseries.
Yes.
And this is about the Central Park Five guys.
Exonerated.
That has not been exonerated for raping, sodomizing.
Exonerated Five is what beating, they go by now.
I don't even know her name at this point. But wanted to talk about that because I actually sat down and watched it. It took me days to watch this movie because I cried so bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally, I couldn't stop crying. And I was like, I can't watch this. But I wanted to get through it because this was from the eyes of the boys.
Right.
It wasn't like somebody, oh, I'm going to talk about this story and give the narrative and
right.
make up their own little. No, this is actually from the eyes of the boys, the eyes of the parents, the eyes of most people that was involved, except for the prosecutor's side of it. You know,
right,
that
the police
side.
And the prosecutor.
Right. So, very heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And then I watch Oprah interview with them afterwards. Very heartbreaking.
Yeah. I personally, my husband wants to watch it. And he keeps saying he's waiting for me so we can watch it together. But I've told him several times that I don't feel like I want to watch it.
I think you should.
I was so angered.
I was too, but I think you should.
From the other miniseries, like you said, with the narratives and everything. And it made me so angry and so sad.
But what's
that
crazy is that you'll sit up and watch Betty Broderick 50,000 times.
I love Betty Broderick, though. I mean, even though she did really, truly kill her husband.
I mean, this lady was ruthless.
But it was something about, but that's totally different. Like,
it is a different scenario.
Yes, it's a totally different scenario.
I'm just putting it out
but
there.
But it
like,
is certain things
is crime.
Like Precious Little Things. I don't watch that anymore. The one with Joe from Facts of Life. I don't watch that Lifetime movie anymore.
No, when he
step on her neck.
Yeah, oh, no,
see,
I can't watch that. No, I can't watch
it's
that
It's just certain
anymore.
Things that in my spirit,
but you never
it will
saw
sit
this
with
before,
me.
And you, I think the exoneration,
I hold on to things.
The exoneration part of it makes it, no, it don't make it better.
See? And
I
certain things I will sit and replay in my head over
It took me a minute to watch
again.
It. And Bass was like, baby, you just can't watch it. I said, look, I'm trying.
Yeah.
I'm trying to watch this.
Spiritually, I just.
I cried throughout the whole entire thing.
I don't need it in my spirit like that. I just, certain things I can't watch.
And you know, the most, the one person, Corey.
Mm-hmm.
Can't even think of his last name at this point, but heartbreaking yeah. because he actually stayed in jail way longer than the other boys.
Yes.
And he was really done so badly in jail that, you know, he couldn't, he's not dyslexia, he's something.
He has a learning disability.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, but it is a learning disability.
Right.
And he was just going, here go the thing. He went down there to support his boy, Yusuf. He said, well, you want to go with your friend, don't you? You don't want your friend going to jail, you know, getting in trouble and you can't. He went down there to support him. He had nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they pulled him in on conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like,
that's sad.
The prosecutor. Linda Fairstein.
And then you got the president. Oh, it was on both sides. Why do,
exactly.
Why when it's some racist stuff, he always want to say it was
because,
it's people on both sides.
Because he
no,
know.
It's only one side to the truth, one side to justice, one side to inequality. It's not both sides.
Because Musterface know that he cannot say anything to support one group or the other.
But I'm just here to let y'all know, y'all president, he don't support any minorities. I don't care if you're black, you're Asian, Mexican, you're Hispanic. He don't support any.
I would not say nothing. That, though.
He says he does, but I have seen no action. Just like he wanted to say he was into prison reform. He has not. He has put $0 in his budget for prison reform.
He claimed that's what he's doing. But he has signed off on several people getting out of jail. And they all been of brown colors.
Yeah, that's the look. That's the tokens, okay, so, and that's the look.
Right, so that's what we want, though.
No, we want more.
No, you're not going to get more from him. So you can only get what you're going to get. So we're going to take that, and I know the people that get out of jail, I know they taking it. Take that.
Oh, yeah, I would take it, too.
Right, so...
But let's just be truthful. He don't care about it.
Okay, so it sounds like you're not going to vote for him again.
I had never voted for him in the beginning.
Oh, my bad. I thought you voted him in.
Really? Is that what you thought?
So, okay, so next week or the week after, we're going to have my sister. She's going to come up here and discuss
Naya.
Some 2020 candidates with us.
Yes. So you guys know who to choose. You're not just doing the most popular name and the dumb stuff.
Right, so we're going to go through some 2020 candidates. We want you guys to be well-informed on 2020. You know what? The most ignorant thing I don't want to hear about is my vote ain't going to count.
Please.
I'm not voting.
Please, no.
I don't want to hear that. Mm-hmm. Don't say that to me.
Because we see how your vote didn't count against Trump.
It's the electoral vote that it's the system is rigged. I don't care. Make your vote
right.
count
rig
like you
it,
made it
rig
count
it
for
to benefit
Obama.
Us.
Make it count for whoever. I don't care. You could vote for another republic. I don't care who you vote for. Don't vote for mustard face.
Okay. The gas face.
I mean, 4-5, I'm done with him.
I'm just, you know.
He's disrespectful.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. We can
the
go
stuff
on
that he
and
doing,
on.
I mean, he just
he's a liar.
A big ass liar.
I mean, damn. And then you see Huckleberry step down.
I'm so glad. I hope she's going to get her little eyes fixed.
No, let me tell you why she stepped down.
Because she's tired of lying, hopefully.
Exactly. She's tired of lying, and she knows she won't be able to get no other job.
Yes.
Until she stepped down right now and let everybody forget about all the lies she told.
Yes. Uh-huh.
That's why she stepped down.
And that's a good thing, because I was so tired of them little eyes.
Family.
And
she looked like stepped down over your family.
She looked like Hatchet Face off of Crybaby. You know, makeup all crooked. Everything about her is crooked.
I thought she was, never mind. I ain't even going to go through all of that.
Please don't. I'm just glad she leaving, because she worked my last nerve. She tired of getting harassed, too, because she don't get she don't get no peace at home, in her home state.
That's why. And I'm sure her husband is like, look,
mm-hmm.
we're going to break up. Or her woman.
Yeah.
I don't know what she got at home. But I'm just saying, whatever.
I think they said
whatever
husband.
She got at home.
Them kids probably getting their ass whipped every day at school. It'd be a lot when you're working for the bad guy. You know, just be a lot.
But we are off subject. Let's get back on when they see us. Because I want to talk about the prosecutor. So this prosecutor... Linda Fairstein. Do you think she need to go to jail? Do you think what do you think she needs to happen to her? I mean, okay, so they already took her book deal away.
Right.
She already stepped down from several
She was working at a university. She stepped down from her position as a professor.
And she stepped down from the one thing that what was the community service she
community,
was doing?
Yeah, with the committee,
yeah.
Yeah,
she stepped down from all of that. And then what?
She can go and be a little recluse. I don't think that, we already know they're not going, they already said they're not reopening up any more of her cases.
Which is bull-ish.
Yes.
Come on now.
So they've already said they're not opening up her cases.
The way she railroaded them boys, she done railroaded plenty of people.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
But I'm going to tell you this. I would go through her caseload if I was a Kim Kardashian, whoever is in prison reform.
Right.
I would go through her caseload and I would check them people out.
The Innocence Project.
Yep, I sure would.
Yeah.
And I would bring every one of them cases myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bring light.
They
to
not
them.
The first, and
no,
they definitely
not
the last.
No, they definitely.
So
not.
I think you know she's not going to go to jail unless they just find something. I mean, this is blatant enough, but you know, they hoping it'll be here today and gone tomorrow. So, and let's just be honest, black people, we don't keep up with our causes. We don't keep up with our protests.
Yeah.
We don't keep up with our marches.
We kind of forget about stuff as
we
go,
forget. So. you know, we pressing now, but next week, soon as something more salacious come out, we forget. We, you know, everybody probably still wearing Gucci. I thought we were still protesting.
Okay, I'm not. Here's the thing. Let's keep it 1,000. I still wear my Gucci stuff when I want to wear it.
We supposed to be protesting TMZ.
I didn't even know we was
watching TMZ.
I didn't even know we was protesting any of those things.
Yes, T.I. said we was protesting TMZ.
Okay,
we
so
was protesting the difference Gucci.
The difference is that I think Gucci has made a remarkable change within their diversity programs in terms of hiring people of color to take on those responsibilities.
And it was a few other, who was it? The Gap or Banana Republic who came out with them?
Yeah.
We supposed to have been boycotting them. Which okay. We don't really shop there anywhere a lot.
I'm about
folks.
To say, why are we talking about that?
I used to love Banana Republic by myself.
Was it Burberry or Dior or one of them? Somebody else has some
a few other
stuff.
Little false steps.
Look.
The longest people I've seen banned was Tommy Hilfiger. I cannot tell a lie.
Yeah, Tommy Hilfiger.
Yeah.
They did a number on him.
Yeah, yeah. And he said he didn't even say it.
His teeth was getting bigger. It looked like his teeth was like,
instead of his nose, it was his teeth. Them teeth was pretty chomperish. Chomper.
But, you know, Tommy Hilfiger was trying to make a callback.
Yeah, because I've been looking at some
back.
I've been looking at some of Tommy Hilfiger stuff, his shoes.
Actually, he got some nice stuff out.
And
I just can't buy it. But he got some nice stuff out.
But I know the younger kids, they liking Tommy. I know some
they should wear it.
That only wear Tommy.
I want everybody to succeed. They should wear it.
But
Baby Fat is coming back, too. You see, Baby Fat is back. Used to have all the Baby Fat stuff. Used to be like the little Baby Fat
spokes girl.
I got the Baby Fat.
I had Baby Fat everything. Baby Fat and Darion, baby couldn't keep me out of it. But I was supporting my black designers, though.
Yeah, so she's making a comeback.
Good.
Somebody else.
But shoot.
Calvin Klein. Calvin Klein.
Baby Fat again?
I don't know.
I know. Kimora Lee Simmons ain't on that, is she?
Yeah.
Okay, well, she ain't even letting Diamond Chong see his son. What's his name?
Yeah, exactly. Y'all know who we talking about.
Set us free.
Right.
Him.
Shit.
She
I'm
not
a star.
Even letting him see his son. So I don't know. I may not even
okay,
go back
so
to
we
Baby
don't,
Fat.
Okay, so we don't know that story on that. And it'd be a lot of things. He might have wanted to take that boy out of the country. You know he from Africa.
So she did a night without my daughter.
I don't know. I'm just saying, because we haven't heard the whole custody battle thing yet.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not that type. I ain't never seen her to be that type. So something
had
to happen.
Do something.
Something had
to
happen.
He had to whoop her ass or something.
Because I don't see her taking. No, I think he's been around some unsavory women.
Yeah, I can see
that he can't control, mm-hmm. and they're a little loose, and
he may have multiple wives,
and the baby might have saw a couple titties or something.
Oh,
you know,
or, you think some titties?
I'm just saying, you don't know.
Not the baby, because
sometimes as men do not think this. They don't think like women think,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes they're a little bit more lax.
Yeah.
with things as than women, and a boy of his age. He's, what, 9 or 10?
Yeah, but maybe she's still liking him and she just a little bitter.
No, she didn't get married to somebody else.
That don't
else.
Mean and you don't still like that person. I know plenty of baby mamas with other kids, other husbands, with others, still
but,
liking
but
that
Shayna,
first baby
they were
daddy.
Doing good. They were doing good this whole time until this year.
Yeah.
Like, within the last year.
Yeah.
They take trips together.
Yeah.
Everything.
So something went down.
So something had to happen.
Unless he got a little salty with the new boo.
She co-parent good.
With Russell, yeah.
Well, Russell.
What? Yeah, don't you, the kids were wrestling. Well, they about grown now, but
them girls is grown.
No, one just in high school, other one in college, just going to college. So, no, they not grown.
You know, I'm saying they old enough
but
to
what I'm
not
saying, she
matter.
Did do good co-parenting with
exactly.
him.
And then she do go good co-parenting with the last husband.
How many baby daddies she got?
She got 3.
I thought she was still with the last one. Oh, she got a whole new boo?
I don't know if they still together.
On top
but
of
she
the
got
boo?
That last
on
kid by boo? That white guy.
Yeah, I thought they were still together, but maybe not. Who knows? I can't keep up with what everybody crotch doing.
Mm.
Crotch and rotch. on the notch.
Okay, so we're going to keep it moving. Matter of fact, we're going to get right into our topic because at this point, when we talked enough about everything else. So our topic is reparations. Reparations, should blacks get it or no? What's your view on this?
Okay. So I believe.
What's your stance?
My stance. So I believe that we should get something. I don't know if it should be monetary because that would be hard to figure out who, what, when, where, how. But they could open up some more avenues for blacks as far as housing loans, business loans, education. They could open up a lot of doors. Small business owners, just they could open up the loan process to make it a little bit easier for us. They know our credit ain't the best, a lot of us.
Hmm?
Yeah. With a lot of black people, credit is not together. And it's not foreseeable, therefore, it could be just, you know, situations happen.
Okay, so can we just
I don't think monetary. I don't think we need to be getting no check.
I mean, okay, so here's the...
What you think?
Reparations. I think it's, like you said, it's hard to calculate who get what.
Right.
It's hard to determine... what is fair enough.
Right.
So what I would like to see happen is just a fair government.
Yeah.
I would like to see some of this unjustified crime on black people from police officers.
Yes.
From, you know, I would like to see some of that, those things handled differently.
Yes.
I would love to see that handled differently.
Definitely.
It's a hard, here's the thing about reparations. Reparations is a hard thing. It's controversial right now. We all know why it's controversial, because of this election.
Mm-hmm.
You have certain candidates, and we're going to get into that in a couple weeks. We have certain candidates that believe in reparations. And if they became president, that's what they want to do.
Right.
So they want to give every black person a stipend of, let's just say, $1,200 a month. On top of whatever you working for, this ain't got nothing to do with that.
Right.
And then you work your situation.
Right.
They do, I feel like they need to bring the levels of income
even
where they need to be.
Right.
The government need to be fair.
Right. Now, you have another kind of out there saying everybody, every United States citizen needs to get $2,000 additional income per month. He's saying that's just for everybody. It's not a color situation.
Right. Well, they do it in Alaska. Right. In Alaska, they do that.
Right. And he's saying also.
And it works in Alaska.
Yeah. And I think in Canada, they do something like that,
Canada,
too. Somewhere else he named, or the Netherlands, or somewhere else where they do a stipend for everybody.
Canada, they get free healthcare. They don't need no stipend. So, now, if they did that here, I would be paid. Give me my check.
Yes. So I think it needs to be, I think they need to make the playing field a little more level. Right now it's totally lopsided. And like I said, I don't think everybody need a check, because we know where some people check going. Let's just be honest. I mean, the rim shop would be booming. The weave shop and bundles would be booming. Dumb shit would be booming with some people. Then you got some people who going to actually do the right thing.
But here's the thing. So if you did that same thing with any other color besides black, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Everybody just go to whatever
they like. Yeah. Yes. So, you know, if it was white people, probably be more TVs, you know, more electronic things booming and going, you know. It's just people like to invest their money in whatever they like to invest it in. So, and what's popping in their area or their time or their people around them.
I got mixed feelings on reparations.
So, yeah, me too.
And I think that until it's defined in a great way to make me really understand it and be able to agree with, it's kind of hard to determine. But you know, they sent that bill to Congress for reparations.
Right. But I think that, I mean, but what do you do for people like us? And when I say us, I'm saying our family, where we have Native American who also You know, we had Trelleteers. They wiped out like a majority of our family.
But that is exactly what I was going to say.
Our African American side. So where do we fit in? Right now, I am 25% Native American. I do get free education.
Right.
But because my kids would only be 12.5%, they don't get free education. It stops at 25% of being Native American to get free education. Yeah. So if you don't know that and your family is Native American, if you are 25% or above Native American, you can apply. And if you know your tribal information, you can go to the Native American tribal information and get free tuition at any public college or university.
And even if you don't know it, what you can
research it for you.
Right. You can pay the money to go on
and you just have to
Ancestors.com.
Have this.
And what happens is they'll take your DNA and all your information, figure out who you are, how much of it you are, and put you in a data bank.
Right.
What end up happening is if somebody else, just say your daddy made a kid over somewhere else.
Right.
If that kid came on that database, they're going to match y'all two up and say, hey, you got a relative. You need to see about this relative.
But on a Native American tuition waiver paperwork, you do have to list your, I think it's up to your great-grandparents.
Yeah, you do
have
to know
their names, information.
But what I'm saying is that a lot of people don't know that information.
It just so happened
a lot of
we
people,
knew
parents
it.
Are dead.
Right.
They don't have it. So if you don't have it, go on Ancestry. Mm-hmm. Pay the Ancestry.com. Mm-hmm. Pay them. Get
23andMe.
Yeah, 23andMe is another good one. Mm-hmm. Get your information from them. They're going to tell you. And then research it from there. Because you do have to research your actual tribe. They're not going to tell you that. They're just going to tell you your percentages.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have to still, you know, get your tribal affiliation after you do all that. So, but I'm saying for people like us who we've been through two massacres on our side, the Native American massacre and the African American slave trade. So what do you do for people like us? Do I get double for my tribal?
No, because you
fit. Or is it just based off my African American
Okay, so
side?
What you say you want is
better loaning systems.
40 acres and a mule is what you saying.
Give me mine. It's a lot of
you
free
want
land
and
out
money.
Here. I don't necessarily need the money. If you give
me
the land.
Well, that's what you're saying? Natives America, I mean, they want land.
Yeah, they got land, but they got casinos now, so. But, you know, I wonder if I'm getting a casino
game. Are you trying to own a casino?
I might be.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus. So who knows? I got to look into that now. I done said it because I think I could own a casino.
Okay,
we all could
own a casino.
Well,
but here's the problem with owning a casino.
I've been watching Claws.
The mob is going to take you out before you even own a casino.
That's not true. I've been watching Claws, and I think my girls, I think we can run it.
Yeah, but I just think that the other day I was listening to the guy. He's a writer, mm-hmm. Fletcher Coates is his last name. And he had a problem with the Senate guy. What's his name? Mitch McConnell.
Mm-hmm.
In the comments he made.
Yeah.
So it made sense, though, in terms of him saying, well, you know, you guys are not slaves or whatever, for reparations. He said, yeah, you're right. But you've been around when that mentality was going on because he's way older.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, so what do you, like, come on,
Mitch
dude.
McConnell might have had a few slaves. He about that old.
and he talked like he is somewhere.
Yeah, because he said we would never know who to give it to. And he said, I understand when he said, mm-hmm. you know, we wouldn't know who to get a reparations to. But what
he
I
said,
didn't like.
No one alive is responsible for slavery.
Right, but
that's what he
people
said.
Alive have benefited off of slavery.
Right.
So
but
it's a lot of family.
But then that's when Colt said, you've been alive. And you have seen you have witnessed harassment, jailing, betrayal of those responsible for civil rights.
Yes.
You know, and you swore to protect them and you never did.
Right. That's true. Because, I mean, you might have been around slavery, but some people was around for Jim Crow, for segregation, for civil rights. And he said, oh, we passed the excellent civil rights. Who did the civil rights really benefit? I mean, yeah, we got some freedoms, but the school systems, y'all still, after y'all decided, oh, we gonna give y'all civil rights, then y'all started doing the slick shit with the redlining of housing. So now, black people, y'all can't live here, but y'all can live there. So then y'all put us in all these big ghettos and cities and communities, and we couldn't go beyond that to the suburbs for years.
Right.
People are still alive for that. People were still alive for the Oklahoma massacre, for the Tulsa massacre. Yeah. People are still alive from things like that.
Yeah. And
I think those people should definitely benefit right now. Their ancestors benefit right now.
Definitely. I don't know what the benefit is. That's the problem.
It's like, how do you make up for that?
How do you determine the benefit of it?
Right. But they've determined benefits for the Jews. They've determined benefits for the Native Americans. They've determined benefits for the Japanese. Yeah. They have determined what's a good amount. They have named numbers for a lot of different races. So I think for black people, y'all need to name a number. Or y'all need to name a benefit. Better housing, better loans. I mean, we still get discriminated with loans.
The bill is with Congress right now. I don't see anything happening with it.
Me either. Open up some doors, though.
You know, I just think that, and here's the other part. So some of those presidential candidates, they're saying they're coming in on the reparations, but really and truly, they just want the vote
want the black vote.
From the brown people.
Yep.
Right? Come on now. Like, really?
Like they said, it's hard to be reparations. No.
You could be the president, but you still have to get bills signed to do reparations. Like, come on.
Excuse me. Do you know what kind of outpour and outrage it would be if they gave black folks reparations? People would have a fit. People would have a fit if black people got reparations.
Yeah. But like I said, I'm mixed.
But it's like, don't worry about what
I'm
do with my
money. I'm a mixed
bag
on the reparations.
Me too. Don't worry about what I do with my money.
I just kind of feel like I'm not really here totally for reparations. I'm here totally for justice. Equality. You know what I'm saying?
Equality. I think we need justice more than we need money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we always struggle. We always know what to do. We always know. It don't matter what president in or out for black folks. We make it happen. We survive. We continue to go on and grow.
Survivors by nature.
Survivors by nature. So it don't matter if it's a Republican or Democrat. Guess what? Black people still
really
in the same situation.
I don't care about that.
The money, we don't need your reparations in money. What we need your reparations is in other things. Education, we need it in, like I said, business loans. We need it in fair housing.
Yeah.
That's where we need our reparations
We
need an even playing field. And just like everybody, it ain't going to work for everybody, but it's going to work for a majority.
Now, what they need to do is wipe out these damn student loans.
Yes. And what they need to do is ban this, the quote, black on black crime. Because there's no such thing as black on black crime. If it's black on black crime, then it's white on white crime. It's Asian on Asian crime. Everybody who you close to that you murder in the same race, that's a crime. So if I'm Asian and I go, kill my Asian sister, that's Asian on Asian crime. So please stop believing black on black crime is a thing.
So if you go up to Chop Suey and you murder somebody.
Yes.
And you murder
That's that restaurant right there. Uh-huh.
Right. You murder another.
Right. But I'm Asian and I murder another Asian. That's Asian on Asian crime.
Okay. But here's the problem with that, Shayna. So you're right.
So stop saying, oh, they making on news, oh, black on black crime. Like that's a thing. It's not a thing. Mm. I mean, there is such thing as violence. That's just a violent act.
It is. But you don't see Asians killing Asians.
You don't hear about it. It happens.
I mean, no, it happens, but I'm just
kidding. Okay, so what about white people? You see white people kill other white people.
Well, yeah, that
we don't
is
say,
what it is.
Oh, my God, that white-on-white crime is something else.
True.
I'm going to start saying it. Whoever race it is killing they same race, that's what I'm going to say.
I agree. Ooh. I agree with that.
Ooh, I agree that with
that.
White on white crime.
Or that Mexican on Mexican crime. Yeah,
the Hispanic on Hispanic crime and something else out here.
Yeah.
The Middle Eastern on Middle Eastern crime, woo, they killing up some folks.
Well, that is a true fact, though.
Yeah, that is. That
so we might not want to use that example.
Right, but what I'm saying is, you know, they don't never pull it out like they pull black on black, you know.
Yeah.
We know black people kill other black people. Every other race killed other people.
I mean, it is what it is.
So just don't stop using them little terms. That's what I'm saying. Separate but equal. Separate but not equal.
Well, you're going to have to really get on a loudspeaker for that.
Yeah.
Because that
I'll make that
right
my
there.
Mission to cut out that word, that phrase.
Like how Charlamagne cut out Black Men Don't Cheat.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Black men don't cheat.
I know something to do.
When y'all get time, y'all tell us what y'all think about reparations. And yeah, Black men definitely cheat. So do Black women. So do white women. So do white men. So do Asian women. Well, maybe not. But
what?
It's a lot of everybody cheating. Everybody has cheated or got cheated on. I don't care what race, creed, or color you are,
Hallelujah.
Religion.
Hallelujah.
Sexuality. Everybody done got cheated or cheated on.
Well, before we get out of here,
let's
talk about what's going on. Now, one of the great things I like is River Days. River Days is
Woo!
Back. It's going on all weekend.
Yes.
Everybody, all weekend. Now, with River Days, they're going to have the worldwide food truck rally out there, too.
Yes.
So we're going to, that's going on from Friday to Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Admission $5. It's free if you get in on Friday before 5:00 from 11 to 5. Friday, let's see what's going on. Dairy Queen. Dairy Queen is offering free cones to kick off the summer.
Yep, but it's supposed to rain.
No, but they're offering free cones. So we want to keep that in mind.
Chocolate.
They got certain stuff they're going to give you.
So I can't get vanilla? I'm only going to get vanilla?
I don't know.
Black on black crime.
Rock and Ride is in Royal Oak this weekend. It's Saturday, 11 a.m. to 1 to 11 p.m. Get in free before 5 p.m. $5 to get in as usual. Start the summer cruise on Woodward.
Yes.
The Woodward cruise.
Dream cruise.
Okay, it's not the dream cruise.
Oh, it's just
this is just
the
start of summer cruise. So they kind of do a start the summer cruise to get you warmed up for the dream cruise.
Okay.
So that's happening.
So we're cruising.
That's
we're
happening Friday, 7 p.m.
And Royal
Saturday.
Up.
We got Hustle Under the Stars at Eddie's Smokehouse in Lathrop Village from 8 to 11.
Okay.
105.9 is doing the block party with Monica, Jagged Edge, and Drew Hill. These are all R&B individuals.
That's at
Sterling Heights, Freedom Hill.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Erotic Poetry Night is happening on the roof of Hockey Town Cafe downtown.
I got a poem.
And Sunday is Chicken and Waffles Hustle Brunch at the VFW in mm-hmm. Southfield. I can't even believe you just said you had a poem.
I do.
Okay. a photo tour of Etso and Eleanor Ford House.
Oh.
Yeah. That's happening actually from Friday all the way to September 27th. If you never went to the Ford Esso and Eleanor Ford House, get your ticket, get your tour ticket, and
go. I may have to go tour that.
Because actually it's something exciting to see.
And
lastly, they have that burger battle in Detroit.
Yes.
Burger battle. East End Market, baby. Shed 5, $25 to take a part in it.
Woo! Got to be a good burger for $25.
All right. So this weekend, I want everybody to have a well good weekend.
Yes. Hopefully the rain.
What you doing this weekend?
No.
Really? What are you doing this weekend?
This weekend, I'm trying to get it in like everywhere. I'm going to probably do some little erotic poetry because I got a few things I need to say.
Oh, I won't be there for that.
I probably go see Etso and Eleanor House. Maybe steal an ashtray. I ain't stealing. I ain't no thief.
Ooh,
no. My mama said if you lie, you steal. If you steal, you kill. And you know the rest.
All right. Whatever.
What you doing?
My boy is having a 50th birthday party, so I'm gonna go by there.
Am I invited?
Well, you can if you're going with me.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna go by his house.
All right.
Got a 50th birthday party. It's gonna be hot. Until then,
yes.
You know, we're just going to keep it moving.
Yes, and this has been Drama and Drinks.